be no class 3 weeks after next Sunday? Oh, hello, April 1st. I had to do that. Sorry about that. Kidding. All right, thanks for your fellowship, especially if I got you out of fellowship. As we continue here, as Paul explains why, they're adding a desire to return to them, the Thessalonians, in fulfillment of the doctrine of the right pastor, right teacher, and election and calling. And that is because the Paul's volition of this local church is evidence regards the Paul's volition of King Paul as the anticipated participants of receiving the prize at the Bema judgment in this regard. And he presents for them, or presents to them, two rhetorical questions. First, to stimulate their thinking in regards to their part of being the pastor's hope, joy, and wreath of boasting in this respect. And the fact that it is their Paul's volition, it's not even you, that will be evidenced at the Bema Seat judgment, presented here in the present, in the terms of the presence of our Lord Jesus at his coming. And obviously the wreath is the highest reward that one can attain in regards to plugging in and doing it right, in regards to the Christian life and holding to the end. That's essential. Any one of us can forfeit the wreath if we decide to cave otherwise prior to God exiting us out of this world. And that was point 35, page 55 of our notes. The wreath can be forfeited by any believer or pastor who does not stay the course until the end, a fact which ought to produce sanctified fear in all of us, a righteous fear that we can bless and fulfill and glorify God for all eternity with respect to our own lives. So 36, continuing here, it is also possible in this vein to forfeit the great joy of that time and experience nothing but loss and shame. You have two alternatives when you appear before Christ in your resurrection body at the Bema. And it could be under terms of great joy and happiness, exaltation with respect to knowing that you did it right, your father, the Bible doctrine, end time, fill God's plan for your life, or the alternative that you fell short in regards to receiving the ultimate prize and the wreath and experience shame at the Bema. For them, some, the shame go all the way to the extent of no SU3 whatsoever to that which obviously they have some, but they still did not win the race, so to speak, in that respect. And John makes that clear, that that alternative is part of the reality for believers in 1 John 2:28, and now little children abide in him as command to stay in fellowship, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming. The confidence comes about based on the fact of what we were in time of recognizing the truth in regards to Jesus Christ, his person. He is the celebrity of our lives in that respect, and that we did it right versus falling short and in resurrection body actually being extremely embarrassed and ashamed in regards to not taking advantage of grace. That's a good reason to be ashamed. It's not like, you know, it's impossible and hard to get there, if you will. That God has everything provided for us, and he provides everything for us to get there and to get the prize. All you got to do is benefit yourself in regards to the grace that he has in this respect and apply a few disciplines in your life to exploit that grace. And essentially, those ashamed who experience shame rejected that grace for whatever reason and to whatever extent. So that's your two options. Obviously, after the fact, everyone will have eternal bliss and happiness from then on. But that moment must be quite spectacular in either vein of joy or shame for John to bring it out. And obviously is not part of any scenario he wants to be involved with on his own part. So 37, the term cunning here, which is hei parousia in the Greek, is technical for the rapture. 38, it is used only in this way in 1 Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians, the parousia, the term, is always in reference to the rapture, as we have here in 2:19. We'll see it again in 3:13, so that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. 4:15, which includes the rapture, obviously. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain till the coming of the Lord shall not precede those who have fallen asleep, those who will receive resurrection bodies without experiencing death. And then 5:23. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. May your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So 39, the term here, coming, his coming, the parousia, looks beyond just Christ's arrival to the inauguration of his new eternal presence with us in resurrection glory. It is a change of state of affairs for each and every one of us for all eternity. That is, that his return indicates a new fellowship with Christ in resurrection glory for all concerned, to not ever then be separated, if you will, in that respect again. So 40, that we are with him in our own resurrection glory, fulfills our conformity with him. And that obviously has attached to it whether or not it is accompanied with SG3 and the wreath or not. So 41, the adjusted communicator does his work with a view to this future day and must refuse to be deterred by opposition in time or unfavorable assessments of his ministry by those that reject the truth. You always have your gainsayers, ones who want to take issue with the truth of Bible doctrine, generally without any documentation or proof otherwise. That's generally the way it always happens. And the communicator cannot be deterred by that, can't be deterred by name-calling and other aspects of people that want to take him less than what he is in regards to representation of office, etc., as well as his own person, of being positive himself, and to keep your eyes focused on the fact that those who endure the sufferings of Christ, undeserved suffering especially, will be recompensed, will be rewarded in a way that will make whatever we went through in time seem piddly and minor in comparison. So, the issue is the truth being taught, is it at a level pure enough, which has to be a high rate of purity, for positive volition to run their course and complete it and get the prize? Not be deterred by the distraction of people that are maladjusted in their own lives. 42, positive sheep in turn must hold fast to the importance of their part in the ministry and adherence to their NPR. I have my job to do, you have yours. I give you the truth. It's up to you to take it and apply it. It's up to you to enjoin Bible doctrine with your positive volition and benefit in a maximum way under divine good production and application of doctrine in your own lives, making the maturity adjustment and holding to the end. 43. So verse 20 now underscores what Paul previously affirmed rhetorically. For you are our glory and joy. Is an assertion, a declaration. 44, here Paul reverses the physical and spiritual aspects to the spiritual first and then physical. 45, the positive volition of the Thessalonians finds its ultimate effect in resurrection glory, or term hei doxa. 14, Paul at the Bema, producing the eternal joy that follows. 46, at the Bema, hope is no longer relevant as it becomes reality. That's why hope is excluded in regards to his assertion. 47, however, this reality has a beginning in time, brought out by the present verb are, or literally keep on being, the aimi verb in the Greek, for you keep on being our glory and joy. So the reality of the Bema finds as its beginning what one does in time in regards to doctrine. So 48, one must first bring honor or glory to the teaching in adherence to their right pastor-teacher for the joy to exist and be realized to the fullest extent in eternal glory. 49, no matter how much joy the pastor-teacher receives from his flock in time, the joy of boasting at the Bema will surpass all imagination for a completed course from both sides. So if you want to be glorified in eternity, you must bring glory and honor to God in time. And that comes from the adherence to the teaching of doctrine, an application of it in regards to your own Christian life. And what joy one experiences from positive volition in doing that doesn't hold a candle, if you will, to the joy and boasting, sanctified boasting, that will occur at the Bema for all concerned. 50, it is of interest that only of this group and the Philippians are such things said by Paul. The Corinthians, Paul says, were cause him hope in 2 Corinthians 1:7, but he does not call them his crown or wreath. But he does refer to the Philippians in the same fashion, Philippians 4:1. So it appears that in regards to churches, there are certain aspects that obviously stimulate Paul with confidence in regards to the positive volition that is there. Whereas the Corinthians, Galatians, that would be, you probably wouldn't want to bet your life on their positive volition existing and lasting, even though that's what you still hope for. Because of the STA problems and human viewpoint problems that they were engaged in. Philippians 4:1. But you still, obviously, if they hang in there, they too will be a wreath of exaltation. And Philippians, he refers to them, therefore, my beloved brothers, whom I long to see, my joy and crown. Again, Stephanos. So stand firm in the Lord, my beloved. So 51, the reality of these two verses is why God ensures the fulfillment of his election and calling of positive volition, and in turn is the objective of positive volition. The objective of presenting the truth by the pastor, adhering to the truth by all concerned, and to get the prize. 52, persecutors of positive volition cannot effectively sever God's plan for positive volition in this regard. God will provide one form or fashion. 53, the virtual reality of this fact that God will not sever this. The virtual reality is depicted as Paul's anticipation and assertions are in absentia. He's making this claim and proclamation in regards to these saints, even though he's absent from them, recognizing that God's going to fulfill his plan for them otherwise in regards to their Christian life. So that's kind of a cool thought at the end of that. All right.